13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career work, look.
I'm in career, baby.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good!
Fat, can you believe we're about to start our 14th season on air?
Jimmy boy, that's 2 years longer than I played for the Mighty Cats.
You've won more awards with us two.
Ah, good one, Jim. Oh, you haven't lost it. I was hoping you would be nicer to me this year. But anyway, on today's Rush Hour pre-season, we're looking back at the time I decided if the Australian Football Hall of Fame wouldn't pay tribute to my outstanding career, then I'll do it myself.
We'll also hear when a single word from you turned into one of our funniest moments of all time.
Up next, things get a little hot and heavy between me and Stifler's mum. Wow-wee.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Oh, we're going to talk to him about some serious subjects here, Jim. So I want your best teeth in, please.
Well, we're going to do something here. I don't know if you've ever recreated one of the most famous scenes in American Pie.
Oh, jeez.
Towards the end of the movie, after the prom. You've had a couple?
Yeah, I think I have.
Finch has had a couple.
Oh, look at him.
Hang on. You just take over here, Jim.
Oh, wow.
Look at the setup on him. He's got the bow tie on.
Yes. This is for the scene.
No, so Finch was dressed this way.
Oh, my God.
This is why he was dressed the way he was, Jennifer. Stifler's mum and Finch about to do this scene. We've got a couple of seats set up here for you, Jen, so we'll get you to take a seat.
I'm already...
Never seen a man more ready. All right, this is, of course, the seduction scene.
Oh, yes.
And we start with you, Bill, as Finch. And remember, you're an actor, all right? Yeah. So just don't be stupid here. Let's go.
Ah, Stifler's mum. Thank you for letting us have a great party. I think I've got it, Jim.
Oh, as if there were any alternative in the matter. Are you enjoying yourself?
I'm three sheets to the wind, ma'am.
He's so bad. gosh, I'm so happy for you. It takes the edge off, doesn't it? And where might your date be?
No date. Bathroom incident.
Pardon me?
Never mind. Have you anything to drink around here?
I believe the kegs are upstairs.
No, that's what the Cretans drink. Oh. I'm talking about alcohol, liquor, the good stuff.
All right. Yeah, I got some scotch.
Single malt.
Aged 18 years. The way I like it. Why don't you go grab the glasses? They're behind the bar.
I think I should.
Mr. Finch. Are you trying to seduce me?
Yes, I am. Ma'am?
Jesus. You know what? You're gonna get it, Bill.
Shit, Jim. What do I do now?
Hey, Jen, he's gone off in the holster. I've never seen him. He's lost all ability to control his own behavior.
I just went off in the holster. Sorry about that.
No.
No, that was very good.
What
about
applause.
Some of the acting
that was
there?
Absolutely sensational. Congratulations.
I don't know if I'll get a part.
Hey, that is absolutely brilliant. So, Jen, have you ever done in any interview ever anything like that?
No, I can't believe your acting ability.
How good or how bad?
No, you're really good. I mean, you were channeling an 18-year-old kid.
Mm.
And I so believed everything that came out of your mouth.
If you have to think of a Hollywood actor who reminds you of Bill, Jennifer, who would it be?
Schwarzenegger?
No, No, you're a much better actor than Schwarzenegger. I would say Leonardo DiCaprio.
He's one of the most famous scenes ever in a movie, and we absolutely love the fact that you've been a good enough sport to have a go at it, Jen. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, or is he really a famous footballer?
Yeah, he was. Not really? Anymore. A long time ago.
A while ago, and I wasn't that famous.
He had hair, and he was big and strong, and now skinny. Look at him.
It happens to us all.
I think you look pretty great.
Jim, just wrap it up, and we'll go and have a coffee.
Athenaeum, Jennifer Cooley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Spending time on the Rush Hour.
Cheers. Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never have I watched a full episode of Steinfeld. Is it Steinfeld?
What's Steinfeld.
Seinfeld?
I need to talk to you about something happened to me today, Will.
Yes, please, Jim.
133353, the family can get involved. I'm in Country Road buying coffee cups, if you don't mind.
Mugs. Don't they usually sell clothes?
Yeah, no, they do. But they have a homewares section. So I'm in there. And,
CR, Jim.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. Anyway, so I'm standing in there.
Yes.
And as I'm standing in there, I hear this voice behind me, a young girl's voice. So I say young girl, I'm thinking sort of between 2 and 3 and a half.
Oh, young.
Yes, yes. And this young girl's voice says, Daddy. And then mum's voice says, No, that's not Daddy.
Oh.
And
you,
I went.
Did you pivot?
Well, at this stage, I hadn't seen mum or bub.
Just he's
all I heard was that. And I went, Jeez, I hope not.
Oh,
gee. Anyway.
What, just blurted it out?
Just blurted it out. And then at that stage, because the lady was right behind me, she pulled up right next to me.
You're embarrassing.
So I turned and saw her.
Yes.
And Bill.
Andy.
Nine. 8.5, 9 out of 10.
Oh, with no frothies.
And this magnificent young girl in her arms.
Yes.
And I then proceeded.
Who thought you were daddy?
Which is the stupidest thing you can ever do. I then proceeded to try and talk myself out of it.
Back
so I said,
it.
I said, I only because I've got 4 of my own and I don't need any more.
Oh, gee.
And then I thought she's looked at me, Bill. She's looked at me with this look that went, "You hope so."
Oh. So I didn't.
Why would I want to have anything to do with you, you busted old piece of crap?
Yeah.
She didn't say that because she was too beautiful and too polite.
Nice.
But the look she gave me, Bill, was every bit of that.
Good.
Anyway.
And well deserved.
Yeah, flog.
I didn't mean to be rude at all. All I meant was, geez, I hope I haven't got any more kids than the ones I've got.
You're just
anyway,
rude.
So I then turned around and the jump was right there, about a meter away. Mm. And this lovely lady was behind the jump and she was wetting herself.
Loved it.
Anyway, I said to her, because by this stage the beautiful lady with her daughter had gone.
Oh, she'd taken off.
She'd gone.
In a huff.
Anyway, I said to this lady behind the jump, I said, I didn't mean that to be rude. I said, I know it sounded rude, but I didn't. All I meant is, I hope I haven't got another kid. Anyway, and she just started laughing at me. She said, "Look, for what it's worth, I don't think it sounded rude. I just thought it sounded funny."
Good.
I said, "Well, anyway,
got to have a sense
this
of humor."
Lady, I'm sure, is walking down Chapel Street, Bill, thinking,
"Lady,
that bloke."
She should ring in if she's listening.
No good.
No good. Him.
Yeah.
No cash.
I hope so'd me. Last time I checked, I'm the one that looks $1 million.
I'm the one going all right.
He's nearly buggered, and he's I hope so'ing me.
Hence.
Anyway, 133353. When have you blurted something out and then immediately regretted it?
Tried to catch it on the way out.
And I couldn't, Bill. It had gone by then. It had gone.
We know Bill can't catch it on the way out normally.
Ring if this is happening.
But you've got to laugh, Jim. You've got to have a little chuckle.
Well, you have to.
Yes.
And as I say.
Didn't work?
No.
Sucked in.
It didn't work.
You've had a bad week, haven't you? Really?
No, I haven't, Bill.
North.
Today wasn't great.
North and today.
Today, this lady sort of, yep. Anyway, 133353, ring me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyone watch the following here?
No.
Hey, great show. Kevin Bacon.
Kevin. Write that down too.
Brother of Kevin. And he's very, very good.
Bill.
Yes, CR.
It just slipped out. I hope not.
CR.
And as soon as it slipped out, Willis, I knew that it sounded rude when it wasn't meant to be.
Exactly.
And then I turned around and this beautiful lady was just right there. And they all sort of got away from me.
Sucked in.
It got away from me.
I don't think you meant it.
You've got to try and dig up. So,
hello, Jase. Oh, mate.
Love you guys, by the way.
Good man, good man. When have you blurted something out and then thought, oh, no, that didn't come out right?
Yeah, look, I was staying down at Skeens Creek down near lovely Apollo Bay and with a mate, and through the day we met some girls, and later that night we had a bonfire on the beach, and I said to one of them, geez, what have you got stuffed under there?
Oh, no.
Hello. And she goes, no, what are you talking about?
I said, "Boy, geez, you put on some weight since I've seen you today."
Oh, no.
And she goes, "That's my twin sister you're talking about."
Oh, no.
I couldn't go from anywhere.
You're pretty much done there, Jace.
That's you, Jace. No good.
Wow.
Yep. Back into the tent for you, mate.
That's the end of you. There's no talking your way out of that, Bill. I don't reckon. All right, stay on the line, Jace. Jeff's in
Windenvale.
We've all done this.
Windenvale. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello, mate.
Wake up, Jeff.
Cheers, Billy.
Righto. When are you blurting something out, mate?
It was actually my sister.
Yeah.
We're at my dad's second wife's third wedding.
Oh, dad's second wife's right. third wedding.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yep. Anyway, so they're doing the speeches, and beautiful wedding. And they're talking about when this lady met the current husband.
Yep.
And my sister blurts out, "Weren't you with my dad then?"
Oh. Oh. How did that go down, Jeffrey?
Silence. Absolute stunned silence.
Yep. Here we are. It just happens, Bill.
Yeah. Dad's second wife's third wedding.
Awkward. All right, Rusty's in Essendon. Hello, Rust.
Rusty.
How you going, boys?
Good,
yeah,
Rusty.
I had the unfortunate chance to ask someone if they needed help or ask if they needed a hand in the service industry, and he turned around and he was actually an amputee from the elbow down.
Oh, see.
This goes... No.
What did you do, Russ? Where did you go? Where'd you go from there?
I said, I think you've got it covered, mate. I'll leave you to it.
Oh, just, yeah. There's sometimes, Bill, you just have to walk off and leave it at that. Beck's on the line. Williams Landing. Hello, Beck.
Oh, Williams
Landing.
That in the new suburb there.
It is. It's coming along nicely.
Yeah, good on you, Beck.
Guys, I suffer terribly from a terrible affliction called verbal diarrhoea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having some drinks at a friend's house one night with some co-workers and decided to let everybody know that anybody called Amber was destined to work on a pole.
And
one of my co-workers who was recently new, I didn't know him that well, turns around and says, "My daughter's name's Amber." And she was probably 4 or 5 at the time.
That'll do it. Yep, that's it. Yep, you just give it the who.
It's an interesting conversation.
Yeah. Drink anyone?
Yeah.
More tea, Vicar?
Cheezel?
Mark from Cheezel. Look, I've just said something really embarrassing, and there's been a nice pregnant pause.
Yes.
Anyone like a Cheezel?
Tell me you're not going to use that from now on.
That is our...
Are we dealing
that
with...
That is our out.
That's our
Cheezel.
That's our out. That is our out. Whenever anything gets awkward.
Can I get you a Cheezel? You idiot.
You
honestly,
idiot.
You're Bill. Where are you at? Honestly.
How good is that?
Mark.
That's just clever, Jim. It's clever.
Is that what it is?
I should be on the 1%ers.
Do you reckon?
Yes, I should. I've gone up a percent. Mark in Lara.
I've gone up a percent. What, from none to one?
That's it.
Mark from Lara. Hello, Marco.
How you going, boys? Oh, great to hear you. I miss your time slot these days, guys. So I really miss you. I very rarely get to hear much of you now.
Well,
so it's great to...
After the last couple of minutes, Marco, you're probably not too fussed.
You're lucky.
When have you blurted something out and regretted it, please?
Well, look, mate, the missus often, as I'm sure plenty of blokes can go with me with this, they say I never listen to her.
Yeah.
She says I don't listen to her. Well, on a conversation, she told me that one of her workmates was pregnant.
Mm.
So, anyway, a couple of weeks later, we all went out for a meal.
Oh, no.
And... she introduced me to a couple of these girls, and I thought I'd be a smart ass and say, "Oh, so you're the one who's pregnant?" No, that's it.
It
wasn't the one that was pregnant. She wasn't actually attending that night.
Yeah.
So you know what you say then, Mark?
Yeah.
Anyone for a cheese?
Exactly.
Oh, I would thank you, Mark. I would pay money to be at an occasion where Bill said something, and he does it regularly.
Yeah.
And then after the pregnant pause, he goes, "Anyone for a cheese?"
That's our out, Jim. I've got an out. That's what we want.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want to see a crocodile eat a giraffe.
Triple M advises the following segment may contain coarse language, adult themes, and excessive yelling. Kids in cars, you've been warned.
Now, Bill. keep it nice.
Shut up, Jim.
It's time for the big bloke to explode. This is Billy's Bake.
Jimmy boy.
Yep.
There's only so much Big Willis can take before he's had enough. And guess what?
What?
I've had enough! I retired in 1997, Jim.
Well, you got the arse.
Retired, I said, you dick! Last time I looked, that's 21 years ago. And again, the AFL hasn't put me in the Hall of Fame, Jim. One of the great entertainers, Jim, the game has ever seen. It's a f***ing disgrace. Surely you agree, Jim, you little
Actually, no, I don't.
Shut the f*** up! No one asked you! Goal after the siren. Massive hanger in the granny. Kick the footy over the silo. The rubber band story, Jim. How much evidence do these f*** want? Fair dinkum, Jim. The Dominator. What the hell's he ever done?
Won 4 flags, Carlton team of the century.
David Swartz.
Neats.
Boutique beer and a weird-ass voice. Terry Wallace. Tailored silk shirts, dyed hair and a solarium.
He won 3 premierships.
Matty Scarlett. Seriously, Jim. I was dominating for the Cats before he was even a twinkle in the eye of his old man's Brian Naylor.
That'd be Bernie.
Mel Whitney. It's like I've always said, Jimmy boy.
What have you always said?
2 swallows don't make a winter. And these selectors have got no f***ing idea. How many did the old Wilbur drive through the turnstiles? That's what I asked. Did you see anyone lining up to watch Plough play for Footscray? No, you f***ing did it. I'm taking matters into my own hands, Jimmy boy. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, what are you going to do?
None of your business, you want to be. That's right. Stand by. I've been overlooked for the last time. Here comes the Wilbur. I've got a plan, Jim. Look out,
Gil. Off.
Oh, yeah. Rabs, you can get
He's gone.
Oh, man. Oh. I can't go on anymore.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Didn't make fun of people who can't talk.
Ever wonder if you're in the right business, Billy?
I retired in 1997, Jim.
Well, you got the arse.
Retired, I said, you dick. And again, the AFL hasn't put me in the Hall of Fame, Jim. It's a f***ing disgrace. I had my first meeting last night, Jim, of course, because I'm not happy with not getting in the Hall of Fame.
I know. So your committee was the great Barry Stoneham, otherwise known as Barons.
Yep. Bulbhead, who's Paul Brown.
Paul Brown. And Narrowhead.
Narrowhead, who's Sean Simpson.
Fine player for the Cats.
So Barry has proposed a statue.
Where, please? Where's this statue going?
Well, we might unveil it at our show next Friday. I had to go and see Rob, my friend down there at Scene Technology.
Right.
And guess what they do, Jim?
What do they do?
Statues.
Oh, no. What of?
Anthony William Bradley.
Oh, no!
Probably when I kicked that goal after siren.
Well, he's had a rock and rolling season.
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
We were. This is live on Instagram, by the way, if you want to check it out.
Yeah.
We were just discussing with some, you know, some great sophistication how we're going to do this unveiling.
Yeah.
Bill said, "Have you got a countdown back in the studio?" This is true, Sel. You won't believe this is actually said by Bill, but it was. I said, no, we'll just do a live one. He goes, okay, well, you do the 5-3-4.
That's it.
Bill.
What?
You are a rolled gold idiot.
Well, we got Rabsy back there. He wouldn't know what to do. He's not used to being working with us.
Oh, no.
So what are we going to do?
Well, you've got the great skipper of the Cats, of course. Yep. We mentioned his resume before. You're very privileged that he's agreed to come down here and do this because he's way above this sort of crap.
No, he's not. He loves it.
Anyway, we're going to get the crowd here to go 5-3-4-2-1.
Oh, well done.
And when we do that, Joel, we'll get you to
reveal
what's behind. Are we ready? 5-4-3-2-1.
Yes!
Oh, no.
Look at him.
What is that?
Jim, he's bald.
Oh.
He's bald, Jim.
Oh, no.
What happened to him?
Well, I don't know.
And I'm a bit bigger downstairs.
Oh, no.
No, look at him. That's when I kicked that goal after the siren, Jim, right here that's going around now, and had the fingers up in the air. So that is it. Bronze statue.
Jolie, how do you see it, please?
It's big.
Mate, I've actually heard the story a few times, and it gets more interesting every time I hear it. But it's beautiful.
I don't know.
I don't know where we'll put it. But
you can take it home,
beautiful.
Joel. Yeah, Brit will love that. Yeah. We've got Robbie. Rob from Scene Technology.
Yes,
Robbie's
nice.
Here, and Hansi. Who must be South African. Yeah. Hansi's here too. But there it is. Oh, what about that? We'll take it down to the footy ground tomorrow.
I'm about to say, what are you going to do with it?
I'll take it home tonight and sleep with it.
Oh.
I've always wanted to sleep with myself. And then we'll go down to GMHBA tomorrow. And all the lovely people, the fans, would love to get a photo
with
it.
Bill?
I don't know. G'day, Bill. How are you? Look at him. You know, how many frothies you want? Two. He wants two frothies. Oh. That is it, Jim. That is the unveiling. Well done to Rob and Hansi here. Yeah, Scene Technology. Joel, I know you've done a lot of things and got premiership cups, but that'd be up there with it, wouldn't it?
Mate, absolutely. It's the first I've ever unveiled anything. So, I'm not sure just what it is.
I'm not sure. Jolie, I'm not sure the guts is big enough, by the way.
Actually, well done, Rob. You've looked after me with the guts. Exactly right. Well done. I don't know. Then I don't know what we do with it, to be honest. We might just put it in at Triple M there, Jim.
Would we?
Yeah, or the as you come into Geelong, maybe a cryo. That'll last a while.
Hey, hands together for the great Joel Selwood, everybody.
Yes,
well done, right. Sel. Brilliantly done.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, you're just an old man lover.
Yep. I love big saggy balls.
I go. Triple
M. For 13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career work, look.
I'm career best.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good.
Bill, when you travel around the world like I do, you can find yourself in some weird situations with some very famous people. Very soon, I'll tell you about the time I had a wrestling match with one of Britain's most famous drummers.
I'll also tell you about the great Malcolm Blight and when he tried to take my head off in a pre-season meeting. And we'll hear of one of my very best jokes.
Dishes, Jim.
But next, we go back to 2010 and our very first show when we chatted to the great Hugh Jackman.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not Incy Wincy.
Yeah.
It's not. It's Hugey Woogey. I tell you what, Big Wilbur,
yep.
When you do your first show, what you want is a very big presence first up. Mm. You want someone to join you who brings with him some heat. This man, Australia's biggest acting presence on the world stage, forget about just around these shores, Hugh Jackman has been good enough to jump on the line from the US to join us right off the bat on the Rush Hour. Hugh, welcome.
Least I could do. First show and all. Congrats, guys.
Oh, thank you very much, Hugh. Loved you in Australia, let me tell you, and the Wolverines, one of my favourites.
Get on it, Billy.
And you love your sport.
Thank you, mate.
Oh, that's all right. No worries, buddy. You love your sports too, I dare say, and we're footy mad here, and we're coming up to the footy season, of course. Are you into your footy?
Yep. Mate, I love footy. I love all sports. I just wish I was better at it. I would have done what you did, mate, but I had to fall back onto acting.
Hey, mate, it's not because of the rig. You physically could have done it. Is it a talent thing?
Yeah, it's just the talent side of it. Like all my mates say when I play cricket, they say, mate, you're the best-looking cover drive in the business, but I just happen to get caught in the slips every time. And best-looking golf swing, but I'm about 30 over, so I can make it look good. So anyway, I worked that out when I was about in my mid-20s and went into acting.
You're a Sydney boy, so rugby league would be your wheelhouse, but what about the AFL? I read somewhere where you've got a little soft spot for the West Coast Eagles.
When I was growing up, the Swans were around, like when I was in my teenage years, but it's weird. Sydney side took a long time to take to them, really until they started winning, and then they loved them. But when I was growing up, it was rugby league, and then when I moved over to Perth to go to acting school, in 92, the Eagles won the flag, and then they won it again in 94 when I was there. So basically, guys, you could not pick up a newspaper without the front 15 and back 15 pages being about the Eagles. And I just got right into it. I'd go down to Subiaco Oval and watch it, and I had a great time. So, yeah, I've got a soft spot for the Eagles.
Well, it's funny in those two grand finals, Hugh, because you probably don't remember who they beat in 92 and 94. I can tell you it was Geelong.
I do remember, my friend. And particularly 94, it was ugly, right?
And the big man sitting next to me was playing for the Cats on both occasions. You'd have fond memories of those games, Big Wilbur?
Not really, no. And I actually had a bit to do with the West Coast winning also. You don't worry about that, because I didn't get a kick, mate. And you're a massive...
Well, you've had your own back, mate, recently. Don't worry about that.
Oh, we have. We're very happy down there at the Cattery. You love your cricket. You're a massive cricket fan. And I heard a little rumour that, I think it was during the Ashes in 2005, Hugh's gone into the rooms after the boys have had a win in the rooms there, and he loves his cricket, so he's gone up to Punter and all those, wants photos. Guess what? The boy said, hey, no, Hughie, we want photos of you, mate. And all of a sudden, you're the star in the rooms.
It was very weird because I was with Gus Warland. Gus and I were in there, and for us, it was just like a boyhood dream come true. At Lord's, in the dressing room with the boys, they were up 1-0. I remember Pidgeon was talking about McGrath, for those who don't know. Yep. Glenn McGrath was saying, we're going to roll them 5-0. Well, they didn't quite do that, but they were very chipper at that point. And when they were asking me for photos, Gus was there just saying, guys, what are you doing? This guy's a joke. You don't take his photograph. We should be taking yours. But anyway, a couple of them did. And Matty Hayden gave us... his cricket bat, which he cracked during the first innings there. So it was a great, great day.
And, mate, I know I spoke to Sean Tate when he came back from that particular trip, and I said, mate, what is your memory of your first Ashes experience? And he said, I said, was it playing in your first test at Trent Bridge or whatever? And he said, no, mate, the lead singer of Coldplay came into the rooms one time and Hugh Jackman came in as well. It was ace. So he didn't give us stuff either.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So then he yelled at the bird yelled back with infinities.
Profanities. Write that down, please. Hugh, I want to talk a bit of life in the US with you because I saw the other day where they're just kicking off a 24-hour paparazzi channel on US TV. So in other words, around the clock, they're just going to be following celebrities with cameras and, you know, what's he doing, what's she doing, what restaurant's he at. That must be really tough for you, mate, because you're a private guy, you've got a beautiful family, you like to keep that separate. How's that going to work?
I didn't know about that, but funnily enough, it's sort of started to ramp up a little bit there everywhere. You know, it worries me as an adult, but I just worry more for my kids. My son hates it. My daughter, what worries me more is my daughter loves it. She's only 4. And I'll be like, let's go left. And she goes, no, Dad, paparazzi this way. And she's like hamming up to them, and they love it. You know, and I don't want to be making a big deal in front of her. I don't want her to feel self-conscious, but in the States, it's pretty full on here.
The other question I want to ask, mate, because I'm a massive fan of the James Bond franchise. I think Daniel Craig, by the way, is doing a really good job. But I heard that you were offered the gig, and when I heard that, I was pumped, obviously, because not since Georgie Lazenby is an Australian pulled on the tuxedo. I thought you would be absolutely perfect, but I understand you turned it down. Why was that?
What happens, it's a bit like the Secret Service itself. What they do is they don't offer it, so to speak. I got a call from my agent saying, is Hugh interested? And we didn't get very far at the time. I was doing Wolverine, and I was in the middle of a big franchise, and it just wasn't the right time. And Anyway, I've since found out about six guys have said to me they had that phone call.
So oh, really?
It wasn't like it was handed to me in a platter. I'm sure Daniel was one of them. And
you were in magnificent shape in the Wolverine, and that little nude scene there, I didn't mind. From behind, he looked all right. Let me. I didn't mind that, Huey.
Settle down, boys.
Is that you, or you actually have to get in the weights room and do a bit of work?
I'm in the weights room, and most of my time is doing bloody squats, which you boys will know is the least fun thing to do in there. So,
Jim.
Yeah, that's I'm in the weights room a lot.
And you know when you're named the sexiest man alive, I know James Brayshaw went for that and had no chance.
Oh, but only a narrow second.
What do you win for that?
Yeah, mate, but you, good showing, though. James, very good.
What do you win for that, Hugh? Do you win anything? You get a plaque or something on the wall? What do you got for that?
Yeah, you win about 15 paparazzi outside your door for the next 4 months, basically.
Tell me
and
about
say, why don't you take your shirt off? Take your shirt off. And I'm like, mate, I'm taking my kids to school. We don't care. Take your shirt off.
Tell us, Hugh, about living in New York. It's just an unbelievable city if you love live sport. It sort of sweeps everyone up over there.
They just go mental. They love their sports. But to be honest, not as much as in Melbourne.
Really?
Ooh. Melbourne is the most crazy sports town I've ever been to. And I love it there.
And we love it here too. We love you. And just a Wikipedia. I was reading that and I'm all over the Wikipedia, let me tell you, Hugh. And
Wikipedia.
Yeah, mate. Listen up. Listen to this for a segment, Hugh. You're going to love it. Go on.
We'll do a little segment here. Fact or crap? Did you once, Hugh Jackman, turn down a role on Neighbours in about the early 1990s before you were famous?
Fact.
Oh!
Fact. Yes. Turned it down.
Why? What happened?
Can I tell you, my sister, who was living in England at the time, she's 11 years old. You know how big Neighbours was in England?
Oh,
forget Australia. In England, it was the institution. So I tell her I've got the gig because I thought I was going to do it. And then I got accepted into the acting school in Perth, which is the one I wanted to go to. So I turned it down. So she tells all her mates, 11-year-old, right, first year of high school, you know, he's in a, no, he's not in that, you're a liar, bullshit, right? 3 months later, haven't seen him yet. Yeah, he turned it down. No, you're a liar, pants on fire. She said it ruined her cred for about 3 years. So, anyway.
Oh, now fact. Look. Hugh, now that we're, you know, the three of us are besties, we'll just ring you whenever you like, whenever we like and have you on. How does that sound?
Anytime. And I'll just say it's crap or chat, whatever. You just anytime.
Well done, Hugh.
So
thanks
boys,
very
congratulations
much.
Congratulations on the first day, mate. I hope this is the first of many more.
Hugh Jackman joining us on the Rush Hour. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Hugh.
All the best.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Here we go. Don't miss your chance to see Europe's best football teams battle it out. Even battle it out.
So you know the audio we play when we win a gold at the Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
That's Spandau Ballet. That's where that song originated, of course. A famous band from the UK in the late 80s, early 90s, mainly 80s. Now, excuse me. I'm only going to be able to tell this story if you'll excuse the names that are about to be dropped.
Oh,
all right.
Because you're name dropping.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So 1989, I'm playing Lancashire League cricket up the top.
Right.
The Australian team's there playing in that famous Ashes series when we beat England after we were meant to be the worst team ever to leave
to
the shores.
Land on the shores, yep.
And what people don't realise is a 39-year-old Dennis Keith Lilly was playing county cricket for North Ants.
He wasn't.
Had a season for North Ants at 39. Anyway, so I'm up there and I suddenly, and you can imagine, I'm stuck in a tiny little joint in Nelson up in the Lancashire
League. How far away?
Oh, that's a good hour and a half from North Ants. Anyway, suddenly I get a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I open up the door and there's a very well-dressed postal courier-looking person with a very snazzy envelope.
Ooh.
And I thank you. No idea how you even knew I was there. I open it up and it says, you are invited to Dennis Lilly's surprise 40th birthday.
Ooh, nice.
Now, the reason, of course, is you know that I know him very
family
well is because
friends,
his dad and he and my dad are close to best mates. And so I've known him my whole life. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, that's fantastic. So I'm thinking surprise 40th.
Yeah.
Anyway. About 25 minutes later, the phone rings, and it is the great man going, you're coming to my party?
Oh.
I said, I've just received this thing. It said surprise birthday party. He goes, no, the surprise is that I've got to 40 because he lived nice and hard,
yes, he did.
Of course. But he said, it's not a surprise. It's at Lammy's joint. Of course, Alan Lamb played for North Ants.
Oh, then with Lammy's down in Geelong.
Same name, but different.
Yeah.
Same, but different. Anyway, so I'm like, yeah, bloody oath I'll be there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I get to the day, I get my ass down to North Ants,
And I go to this party, and it's a who's who.
Ooh.
And I'm the only other person I knew there besides the great man was Justin Langer, who was playing in the Surrey Championship somewhere. So the two of us are there. Otherwise, we don't know anyone.
Yeah.
Anyway, as you do when I was about 22 and JL was about 18, we had a good night.
Of course. We had a few froths.
Come from a long way away.
Yeah, camped the night there somewhere.
That's it. So when the end of the night came,
yes,
there weren't many of us left.
Well, good.
But
good
I on. Was one.
Aussies left.
Langer was another one.
Yeah.
Alan Lamb, because it's his house, so he had no option to go anywhere. Dennis Lilly and this other bloke.
Ooh.
Anyway. So, as you know, with idiot Australians, when it gets to 3 in the morning, whatever it was, and we'd had a long go at it, the wrestling started.
Oh, no.
And, Bill,
why do we do that?
I don't know. And, of course, you got DK, who that stage is still playing as a big bastard.
40.
So he's he's got Lammy in a headlock.
Legger.
Yep. So, and there, they landed on top of JL, who's an angry little bastard.
Oh, he's Taekwondo.
So he's starting to throw him from underneath.
And what are you doing?
I'm standing there minding my own business going, how juvenile is this? How would you bloody end up, you know, wrestling? Anyway, suddenly this other bloke who's standing there, he grabs me by the throat.
Oh, no.
And he's got me in a headlock and he's starting to throw me to the ground. I'm thinking, I'm not copping this.
Don't know who you are.
Don't know who he is. And I'm not copping it.
No.
So I somehow grab hold of him and I land on top of him. This is in Alan Lamb's lounge room. So I've landed on top of this bloke, and then somehow the three of them have all landed on top of me.
Oh, no.
So she's a pile-on, and this bloke's got this real high-pitched little pommy voice. He starts screaming that he can't breathe and we got to get up. Anyway, I'm not giving a stuff about him. I'm trying to get Langer with a couple of kidney jobs because he couldn't tell me whether it was me or not. So I'm trying to belt him. Anyway, this bloke's voice is getting louder and louder.
Oh, no.
Thinking, actually, we probably need to get off this. Get off it, Five blokes on top of him. Anyway, we get up, and he'd gone a little pink.
Sucked in your bum.
Gone a little pink. Anyway, he's sitting down and quietly sort of gathering himself.
Yeah.
And I said to the champ, I said, who is that bloke?
Who is this
bloke? This bloke who's just bloody ended up on the bottom of a pylon. Oh, he goes, didn't you meet him before? I said, no, I don't know what he is.
He
goes, his name's John Keeble. He's the drummer from Spandau Ballet.
No, the drummer.
The drummer.
And he got you in a headlock.
This is him.
This is drumming.
Tiny little bastard.
And he got you in a headlock.
He got me in a headlock, so I ended up having to spin him. And then they all landed on me. And poor old Keebs, he ended up at the bottom.
And nearly died.
And his voice got very high, Bill.
Well, the sound of that, he should have.
So every time we play Gold.
Gold. You're, that
I think of this. Every time we play that, I think that he was on top, on the bottom of a sandwich that had three unbelievably good cricketers.
And a drummer.
And me.
And the little drummer boy.
And he was underneath.
I thought I'd just listen to bloody Robbo. Name dropping.
No, well, I did. I said that at the start because I knew that's what you'd say.
Oh, Dennis Lilly and Alan Lamb and
Justin Langer and then
the drummer.
And me and John Keeble. That's it. You've never heard of John Keeble before,
no,
have you?
I've never heard of Spandau Ballet.
What do you call him?
Spandau Ballet.
Spandau Ballet.
That's what they are, Jim.
Can you believe it?
No. No, I actually can believe it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And she says, Patty, what's happened? Patty said, oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe
it. So not only a woeful accent, but you've stopped halfway through. Triple M. I was interested in this article in the paper today, Bill.
What did you find, Jim?
Hillary Clinton dodges shoe during Las Vegas speech.
What happened?
A woman threw a shoe at Hillary Clinton on Thursday as the former Secretary of State was delivering a speech at a Las Vegas hotel, but Clinton dodged it and continued with her remarks, and the lady's been taken into custody.
Yes.
So it got us to thinking here on the Rush Hour.
Well, it has happened before, Jim.
Yes.
With
George W.
George W.
He had a shoe thrown at him.
Two shoes.
Yes.
Happens to a lot of people. Have a listen.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Austin Powers, he got hit in the head with a shoe.
Yes.
From an Iraqi journalist. Mm. And in some countries, Jim, it's a culture.
A what?
A culture. It means shoe throwing is considered an insult in Arab cultures.
Right, there you go. In some insult. Countries it's an insult, Bill, not a culture.
Well, it's a culture.
A culture is something you put on a Petri dish.
A Petri dish.
What's a Petri dish?
You know, Drew Petri, a dish at his place.
What's a Petri dish?
What are we dealing with? I know, have had something thrown at you.
A lot of things over the journey, Jim. But the great Malcolm Blight, who was a great coach, but...
You can't tell this story.
Well, you can't tell what you can't say what he said.
I love this story so much.
So we're playing a practice game at Skinner Reserve against Footscray. I wasn't at my best early in the season, Jim.
No, you weren't a practice match specialist, Bill.
Not at Skinner Reserve.
No.
Out there. And anyway.
And points.
Yeah. I didn't know that the game was being taped.
Right.
We all have a team meeting on the Monday. Yep. Malcolm's up the front. He turns on the VHS and he says, "Now watch this bloke, number 16. Just watch him. Watch him. Watch him." So didn't know this. I'm standing there, Jim. There's a ball thrown in at the boundary line by the boundary umpire. I'm at the back of the pack. And a bloody plane must have flown over at exactly that time. And I'm looking up in the air at this plane. Must have been a good plane, I don't know.
Bill.
And I'm watching this plane for 20 seconds, Jim. 30 seconds while the ball's thrown in.
What's Malcolm saying at this stage?
So, look at him! Number 16! Have a look at this! Oh, mate, you can imagine what he's saying. He was going berserk, pointing at me in the video. Have a look at him! Look, look! Anyway, ball's near my feet by now, and I must have thought, geez, I better get into the game.
That's it.
Anyway, he hit the stop button. The cassette came out eject out of the VHS, and he got it, and he threw it at me, and he said, "Choke on this, you," and threw the cassette at me, and I had to put my arms up to stop. Would have killed me. He's mad, that bloke. So I had
one of my favourite stories of all time.
Bill watching a plane.
I was too. Choke on this, you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We hear stories around the world that are just weird.
Right.
Basketballer player, even basketball player.
Oh, no.
We've endured 13 years of Billy's jokes and found a good one.
The miracle of modern radio.
On the Rush Hour pre-season, this is Billy's joke.
Ah, Jimmy boy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
A dishes.
Dishes who?
Dishes Sean Connolly. Jesus, terrible.
You must try that again. No, Jim, you didn't even give that a go.
I know. Can you do it? Because you're better with it. Knock. You say to me, Nick. Knock.
Nick knock.
Nick knock.
You are fair dinkum, Bill. Jim. We've got a holiday coming in about 3 days' time. You cannot. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Dishes.
No, you got to go.
No, well, you don't say it the first time. Oh, you say dishes.
Right. Knock knock. No, you. Oh!
What is going on?
You are.
You go.
Buffoon.
You go.
Knock knock.
Who's there, Jim?
Dishes.
Dishes who?
Oh!
Oh, no.
Go with your second one. What you're trying to do is the old push.
Yeah. Knock, knock, Jim.
Pushy. Knock, knock. Who's there?
Yeah.
Yahoo.
Well, I prefer Google.
Oh, no. We must finish. Oh. Like, seriously.
Dishes. Jim, you're feeding him. You've got to look at yourself. I've come with two very good jokes today, and you've slaughtered both of them.
Pushy.
Push.
I must be dreaming.
Nick knock.
Nick knack.
Come on, Bill.
Nick knack.
Pushy.
Paddy whack.
All right, get us to the break. We need to finish.
Give that man alone. His old man's a rolling stone.
No, we're just about done, Bill.
We're done. Yeah.
We no might blood left in this stone.
Oh, no.
Knock, knock, it's dishes.